You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. We just heard Didgeridoo, music of Fred Sturm, and performed by the NMSU Jazz Ensembles. Pancho Romero conducts those ensembles, and he's back in the studios with me today. It's great to have you back, Pancho Romero.
It's good to be here. Thank you for asking.
We interviewed Fred Sturm a few years ago when he was here. It's a wonderful new CD that you've put out in tribute to him.
Yes, we've enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, and I've been playing from it. I'm looking forward to playing more. Let's talk about what the NMSU Jazz Ensembles are doing tomorrow night. It's part of the Autumn Overture Concert series that NMSU has. I think this is the third year of doing a showcase of all the ensembles. Last week we had the wind ensembles and the choirs. Tomorrow night, the jazz ensembles and Saturday night, the new NMSU Philharmonia. So the jazz ensembles, you're focusing, sort of like you did on this CD with Fred Sturm, you're focusing on Gordon Goodwin.
Yes, we're focusing on the music of Gordon Goodwin. His music is varied, as you may know. It's not only one genre of music. It's very difficult, you know, and I chose the program, I was thinking to myself, what did I get myself into? Because, you know, his music is very challenging.
He writes in a lot of different styles, and you're calling it Big Fat Band, Fat, P-H-A-T, and he's got CDs with Big Fat,
everything.
Exactly,
correct.
Exactly. So can you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, Gordon Goodwin is like a child prodigy. He's been writing since he was in the seventh grade, and I'll tell you a little story that came up a couple of years ago. We pulled out of our library a tune called Jabberwocky and the Titanium Blues. And this tune was a little bit, you know, it had some samba and it had a ballad section in it. It had a 5/4 section and it was a little bit more funk, but it didn't come together very well. So I decided to email Gordon. And I don't know him personally, and this was just out of the blue. I sent him an email. Within 10 minutes, he emailed back. And he said, dude, he said, I didn't know anyone ever played this piece. I wrote it when I was 14 years old.
Wow.
I just wanted some insight from him. And he said, I don't know what to tell you. Just, you know, just figure it out, basically. So, you know, very easy to communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
And this last Friday, as a matter of fact, unsolicited, I received a video email from him thanking us for putting on his music at this concert and asking the students to enjoy themselves. Unsolicited.
That's really nice. So the whole concert will be music by Gordon Goodwin.
Gordon Goodwin music, originals, and also arrangements. So you'll see we'll be playing a tune called Night Train, which is an arrangement by Gordon Goodwin. We're playing some other things called Second Chances. But most of the tunes, there's a Bach, the Bach two-part invention is rearranged for big band.
Wow.
If you can imagine that. And that's one of those tunes that incorporates flutes and clarinets and bass clarinets.
Oh, sax. Nice.
So it's
so you get a little bit of everything. So tell us about the jazz ensembles. It's always sort of talked about in the plural. So what are the ensembles?
Well, this semester I have one main ensemble. We call it Jazz One. And I teach jazz pedagogy in the fall since so many students are involved in marching band. And in the spring we have two full jazz ensembles and sometimes some jazz combos that are off. They rehearse on their own, and I come tutor them.
Uh-huh.
So there are 17-piece big bands, four trumpets, four trombones, five saxophones, rhythm section, and sometimes we'll have a singer with us, you know. I might tell you also that this last year when we had Vicente Campos come and play with the orchestra,
mm-hmm.
He heard the jazz ensemble and worked with my trumpet studio, and he invited us to go to Spain this coming summer and play at his festival. He teaches at the Conservatory in Castellón.
Wow, that's wonderful. Vicente Campos, who performed with the Las Cruces Symphony.
Yes.
Yeah, a trumpet player. So you're going to go?
We're going.
You're taking the ensembles?
We're raising money as we speak.
Fantastic. So how many students are in the jazz ensembles?
Well, 17 to 20 in okay. each ensemble. I'm taking 30 students.
Wow. Wow. That should be fantastic. And we're talking to Pancho Romero. The concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's a tribute to Big Fat. It's called Big Fat Band, the music of Gordon Goodwin. When did you learn about his music? Or have you been playing it for years and years?
Well,
and
you
years?
Know what? I think I learned about it from a parent. I had a student by the name of Alan Latta in the jazz band maybe 10 years ago, and a parent sent me a CD of Gordon Goodwin's music, and I had really not been familiar with it up until that point, and I think it was Hunting Wabbits. It was one of his first albums, and it's very interesting. Gordon Goodwin writes for Disney, you know, and he writes for, he's done a lot, he's been nominated and granted several Grammy Awards. But that's the kind of music that he writes, and it's fun. It's fun. It's different. It's not your standard big band arrangements, you know. But so
that must be part of the appeal. They got to do something new.
It is, you know. And his Big Fat Band, they do very little touring because they are all studio musicians in Hollywood, and they all have jobs that they have to go to every day.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I think we've had here in the past couple of years, Eric Marienthal, saxophone player that came to the Oñate Jazz Festival, and Wayne Bergeron, lead trumpet player that come from that band.
Hmm.
And after Gordon sent me this video, I emailed him and said, what would it take for you to get out here and solo with the jazz band or be our guest artist? And I haven't heard from him yet, but I'm anticipating an email any minute.
Yeah, because now that you've actually devoted a concert to his music, how can he say no?
That's right.
Right? You're doing something great to bring his name and music into this community. Also, you have a jazz fest coming up next month. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. This is going to feature women in jazz. So we've invited Patty Darling, who is now, she took Fred Sturm's place at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. She's the jazz band director and also a phenomenal arranger. She did, they did a project not too long ago where they did music of Radiohead. Several arrangers got together and arranged music for this album, actually her music. And we have Tia Fuller. Tia Fuller is Beyoncé's alto saxophone player.
Hmm.
She is also one of the faculty members at the Berklee School of Music, and that's her daytime gig.
Mm-hmm.
So she,
that's
you know,
in Boston.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the other person that we have is Tanya Darby, who is the lead trumpet teacher and jazz trumpet teacher at the University of North Texas. And she conducts the 3 o'clock lab band there. So some powerhouse women coming in to New Mexico State present this kind of November.
Middle of November. Well, we'll definitely get you back on to talk about that then. When your students come in as freshmen to the music department and maybe they're band instruments, mm-hmm. Does everybody play in the jazz band, or do some just play in the marching band and the wind ensembles? Like how does that happen? Or do people come in to be jazz majors?
We don't have a jazz major per mm-hmm. se, but we do have a lot of students that are interested in playing in jazz. Now, this is why we formed this jazz pedagogy class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had last year, as an example, I had a bassoon player, I had a cellist, 2 violinists, bass player, trumpet player, clarinet, flute in this jazz pedagogy class. Well, jazz is not, you know, it's not discriminatory.
Yeah.
You know, so we taught them the elements, the fundamentals of jazz, and we were able to put on a little concert with those instruments, and those students went on. Some of them wanted to play in the jazz ensemble to take up a traditional instrument.
Uh-huh.
The bassoon player played a jazz piece during her senior recital. Huh. You know, so yes, we try to get all the students involved. Not all of them go through the jazz program, but all the music ed students do have to take 1 semester of jazz pedagogy or be in the jazz ensemble at some point in time. So we are trying to be as inclusive and give them that experience, because hopefully these students are going to go on and start programs of their own and wherever they end up teaching.
Right, exactly. And if you're teaching music, you want the students in those schools to be exposed to all kinds.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And John Hamilton, from what I've heard, I haven't.
He's our new interim director of choral studies.
Correct. John is very well versed in jazz, vocal jazz. So we're talking a little bit about doing a little collaboration here in the future.
Oh, nice. Between the jazz ensembles and the choirs.
Right.
Fantastic. Pancho Romero, thanks for coming in. I think we'll go out with another tune from Patience, your new CD of the NMSU Jazz Ensembles. The concert is tomorrow night. It's the Big Fat Band, the music of Gordon Goodwin. It's the NMSU Jazz Ensemble performing at 7:30 under the direction of Dr. Frank Pancho Romero, my guest today at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Saturday, the Autumn Overture concerts continue with the NMSU Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Simon Goyo. They'll be performing music of Bartok, Mozart, the Symphony No. 41, the Jupiter Symphony of Mozart. And those are our Autumn Overture concerts this weekend. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.